Shirai and Tess and Sukha continued. Dalanis and Haytov Shimon Malov, April 9, 1981, on Thursday continued.
So any cable you have made and between this cable and that cable, you mean story. That is Vuadi Algabe Nonsatoya. What does it mean Algabean Toya? Vuadi Vishain Khawanis. Shall have a toya, suppose it's like this. Here the cable Tahino and here the cable Yeno. So if there is a tumen, beneath this here Tahino, so any cable that is Algaba will be willing to. Vadim Shaylo Khabari, Shalgaba Toya, Vitahteo Tome, the Hindi Yage Batefa, may be a tumble of Holeva Shatahteo, the Hitzesses with Natume, retire out. Uman, the God is saying, well, Tefa, there's another girl that is there. Bamed Gornamu in his manchi, when Tefa would name the Seatef, Avo Ein Binayan, Avo Ein Binayan Pisea, Avo Ein Bohem. So there, so he says, that's a deal some shibesh. Uman the goes in when tefa, hey, the king, tumo tazahasme, eiko tahteo tome, the ein boshiro lo in tume. So how can we be geyers? Well, this is the asoge that the ritual is massacre Rashi. Because Rashi says what he says, because Rashi explained that Bineya means, does not have reference to the vacant space, you see. The Rashi assumed that the first Bineya has reference to the vacant space. In the expression, that is reference to the vacant space. But the second Bineya, when it says, that is reference to the space between one kero and another kero that is mechuben just above. So since Rashi assumed that the bineyan has reference, the second bineyan does not have reference to the vacant space like the first bineyan, but it has reference to the space between one kero tachteino and the other kero above it. So the Meili asks, why does it say that tumatachasachasne? So Dimkei, Tumetakasakasne, Eikotakteo Tome, Deiko Shiro of the Tume, Vein Algabo Kenegat Tume. So in other words, so since Rashi assumed that when it says that if we are gerets, Avo Ein Botefach, Vein Avo Ein Bohentefach, Vein Benei Bisiatefach. So Ein Bohentefach means that this cable does not have tefach. So why does the Rashi say that if there is a tume, tachasachasme, so all the kelim believe that atome, even though it's not mamish mechuben kelim atome. But if this does not have a tefa, so we have to apply the halacha of tumah mitzvah because we read this. So it will only be tome that which is mamish mechuben believe, but not a kelim that is believe that being adjacent to the tume. So then, it will not become tome. This was said in Kei Tume Tachasachasme, Ein Kotachteo Tome, Vein Boshiro Lo Vitume, Vein Algabo Kenegad Atume Toria, Shein Boshiro Lochetz, Vitume Algabo Kenegad Atume Tome, Im Tachteo Nabe Tome, Vitume Bikas Viredes, Shein Boshiro Lochetz. So the Ritva says, we can be gayless, we are gayless, Vamedo Amorim Bizman Shein Ibergen, Ubineyem Kiseyatek, Avonim Bineyem Avo, Ein Behetetach, ואין ביניהם בזיעת איפה. So it took a tachasachas man, tachteo tome. So rashe e tekashe, if we are here is, avuim be bohem tefa. Vein vinein vizirach tefa. So how does the wise say, tume tachasachas man, tachteo tome, but if he doesn't have a tefa, if he doesn't have a tefa, so it's not a layer to be made a tume. And the keli, if there is tume here, and the chazais namez here, and the keli here, the keli here will not become tome, only if there is a tefa. The answer is, Adonai Kohen Tefa doesn't have reference to the Kehla Tachta, you know? It has reference just as the first, it has reference, Adonai Kohen Tefa has reference to the Kehla Elyeinu. In other words, if there are two Kehla Tachta, and here there is vacant space, so the price says, Adonai Kohen Tefa. In other words, this Kehla Elyeinu does not have the size of Tefa. Ve'ein b'neim b'ziyat tefach. Or even if this Kehla Elyeinu has the size of tefach, but the vacant space does not have a tefach, so then we don't apply the halacha of Tumah. But, so maybe there is no kashe of Rashi. How does the price say, tachteo tome? Because the price does not deal with the case where the Kehla Tachteinu does not have a tefach. The Kehla Tachteinu of course has a tefach, but the Kehla Elyeinu does not have a tefach. So the manual need there is a tumet takasteva takteva which has a tefa. So all the kelim believe that being that has a tefa become tumet. I mean that would seem to be the plain pshat in the Gemara. But still Rashi assumed that if we are gerets, avol in kohen tefa, so it has reference to the kelim takteva. So the Mitzvah says no. It doesn't have reference to the Kehla Tachteinu, it has reference to the Kehla Elyeinu. So the price is coming out that there are two requirements. First of all, in order to apply the halacha of Tumah, so first of all, there must be the Kehla Elyeinu that to which will apply the halacha of Gunachis of Tumah. And to imagine as if it went down. So it has to have a Shem Gad, a Shem Eyo, so it has to have a Tefach. But even if it has a Tefach, it has a Shem Gad in a Shem Eyo, but the vacant space does not have a Tefach. The vacant space is here, have a Tefach. We still don't say Chutchon. So this is what the Taisa says. Bamedu amurim bizman sheyitvehen Tefach. Bizman sheyitvehen Tefach, then the Kehla Elyeinu has a Tefach. Not as Rashi says, bizman sheyitvehen Tefach, the Kehla Tachteinu has a Tefach. Ubinayim b'ziyach tefach, and the vacant space between the two kiras tachteinis has a tefach. Avoreim bohem tefach. If the Kehla Elyeinu does not have a tefach, and v'ein b'neim b'ziyach tefach, or even the Kehla Elyeinu has a tefach, but the vacant space between the two kiras tachteinis do not have a tefach, so we don't apply the aloche of utrome, some mele, to the tachasachas men, tachteo tome, b'neim v'gabreim, toik. Now, so that's the right. So that's from Israel, that when we apply the halacha of Putrome, only if the Kehla has a tefach. So the Gemara is Omer Rav Ashi, Shmamet. Yosef Akane, Omer Rav Ashi, Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Kane, Bichol Eich, Edu Lez Bin Tefach. We are going to have Putrome, for Akane Yekeva Yitz, Mekis Uze, Vein Onigas. Vein Onigas, Mekis Uze, Vechanishtei Kiriz Achaz. יצא מכיסו זה, ויחס יצא מכיסו זה, ואיני די זו וזו, פוחס בשלי שור אני צורך לא בקיר אחר. שלי שור צורך לא בקיר אחר. So if one kill comes out from one case, and he doesn't touch the other case, or it is שתי קירס. So יצא מכיסו זה, ויחס יצא מכיסו זה, so and we have to make a kill. So in other words, that's it being on top of the case. So we have the Jason, sorry, and we have to put a Kehla on top of the two. So suppose there comes out one after here, and one comes after here, and there is vacant space. So if the vacant space is less than 340, so by applying the halacha of Lobo, so it means we have a Kehla over the whole of the whole Lobo. So here I is the case of the gas because the case of the case is that the state is the case of 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 satisfaction of a real evening in here, focusing our voice off in the dark alleys, our voice off what we are having. So Chingamil, she can use. Even faster than Chingamil. But according to Chingamil, the aloha of what it applies to focus on our work. We pass through like Rabbon, the aloha of what it applies only to focus on the work. But according to Chingamil, even if there is a gap of three talking or more than three talking, as long as it's less than four talking, we apply the aloha of law. Our talk of the eye. The Chinese take care of some of the things. Moi was who did the Kabul of Riyak. The Moi was who did the Kabul of Riyak. He the Kabul of Riyak. The Moi Bey, Teba, he told me the Kirachet. The Moi told me the Kirachet. So, suppose you have two Kirachets that are parallel to each other. And now the Aloha is that the Kabul in order to be Vater and Moi. So he has to have the Rehab with them. If this is the Kabul, so only if the Recha of the being is there. But suppose the Recha of the being, the weak of the being that you put on the Kriyasa Rehamovi, so it's less than the Tefah, so then it's not matter of love. What's the Cheshm of the Tefah? So the Cheshm of the Tefah is that Hakiro Shom has it. The Tamir of Hakiro Shom will hover to the Tabla of Riyah. The Riyah of the Riyah of the Riyah of the Riyah שכאי רחוב הטפח, כדי לקבל להוריח לרוב כדי לקבל להוריח לרוב so in other words, it has to be capable, it has to have such a way that will be able to, it will be able to support a noriach. Now what's a noriach? What's a noriach? Well, a noriach is hot to the vino shall swish it one. So, in other words, so if it has a leaf of the tefah, so then it can support a hot levino, no here. Now, a levino has a leaf of tefah. So a hot levino, heavy leaf, will have a leaf. So of the tefah in the head, both of polish, tefah of mechzabot. So how can the leaf of the tefah support and the riach that has a leaf of the tefach on the head. So we should say that the leaf of the kibbo has to be a tefach on the head, not just a tefach. Umishame shibuletes mishneitz tzidi akeo etzba lechol ruach umilavnom bitinim. So in other words, if it is, it's true that the riach has a tefach on the head. But if this is the kibbo, if this is the keo, and you want to put a noriach that is a tefach in the head, so then that means there will be a tefach and one etzba which constitutes a fourth of the tefach will poke out here, and another etzba, another fourth of the tefach will poke out here. So in other words, so if the cable has a tefach, so then it will apply to the spirit to the feet. So then it will support. So the cable of the tefach will be able to support a noriach of chetzi tefach, by smearing it with on both edges with teeth. Oh, so suppose, anyway. So the aloha, the requirement is that the leaf of the keon, that the leaf of the keon, it has to be a tefach. So suppose you have shtei kiris habasiris, loy bezukin in kabel oriach, the loy bezukin in kabel oriach, if you kabel is oriach, we won't be tefach. Suppose you have two kiris that are parallel to each other, and each keo by itself cannot support an oriach. It does not have a leaf of the tefach. It has less than a tefach. But when you put the two keres together, so then it will support an oriach or the tefach chotzi. So then it is a good kero. So the chesh keres amasine is loy pesukim kabel uletuga oriach in kabel oriach the whole bein tefach in zot lo bikeri achares. So Rashi says in kabel oriach the whole bein tefach tishin zot lo bikeri achares in zot lo bikeri achares. We match in shinu rechovis tefach to lo bikeri achares. Racciva mille meia, i ricatti sono gli archeologici, c'è poco e sono poco che era in amore, even though it was not able to be fit far, but if by placing the two chairs and moving away a little distance, one from the other, so then they will be able to support a noviach of Shlishat Pochim. We all call him able to put an oriach of three Pochim on and to support it, even though the two together do not have depth. But if you remove the space, if you move a little, if you move away one from the other with a little bit of vacant space, and then you put an oriach of two Pochim, the okay, so it will be well supported. So then it's kosher as a king. So then it's considered as a king of Leah. Suppose he has to put a chair, but each chair does not have the width of the tefach. But one chair is on top of the walls. So one chair is like this, and one chair is like this. Together, this and this would have the width of the tefach. But one is on a higher level, and the other one is on a lower level. Because there is no hecker, if it's my maso. So in the case where one K O is not enough, because the width of each K O is less than a pepper. But the two K's together are very, very narrow cables. In other words, two slats. So the width of each slat by itself does not have a tefach. But when you have tzarich the width of the two slats together, then there is a tefach. But he didn't place them along the same level. But one slat that has to be mitzuret with the other slat is on a lower level, and the other slat is on an upper level. So he say, then they can only be mitzuret if both slats are within 20 amos. Because if one slat is above 20 amos, so that's possible as a kiro, and the other slat that is beneath, so it does not have the shiur tefach from itself. So mele, we don't have a kiro, we mailo, we matter the hof amo that has a width of the tefach. So, we'll watch the little mile mesteman. Again, suppose the lower slant is lower than 10, and the upper slant is above 10. So again, because the cable has to be at the height of 10, and below the height of 10, and not remind of the chofar. So if one of the slants that has to be mitzure is lower than 10, so we don't have a cable. Because after all, here we are dealing with a case where each slab by itself does not have a tefach. Still, we say, this is one slab, and then another slab, together there is tefach. So we say, and we imagine as if it went down, and they combine into one cable that has a tefach. But since this slab does not have a tefach, so according to Rome, we should apply the law of Rome. I'm only treating of who will watch of the Alien in my own mess. Hello, the Sikhs. But I think it's more law before his mission. In Amen, you bat, so the hey, I think we matter my soul, or my own soul, then we are smoking a lot of inflation. I will switch off, keep the rest of the tefach, where I'm doing a good job. Another answer. Oh, it's after my last, I'm after, he's even different from the last mission. אבל זה מבוכה מסוג ביום. וישלים אוקיר למטה, וישוב אלו זו, וישחיל אוקיר למאי רואי פחדת. וזו בת שאתה עניין או למאי ומאסקים, והפיסאים מוקים והחשקרו, ויחפים למטה מעשור לאלה, שיחיצה בפוחס מעשור. נאפם דיס רשי, we once discussed it in the Shia and Suki, some time ago. But from this Rashi, there is a certain meaning. Why, as a matter of fact, when we discuss the Indian, the Rashi, the problem is that the Hayom Reis, or see, say that in the campaign, how many campaigns will matter at the campaign? Kos ha, the campaign in my will go for no your pussy. How many times campaign my sword for him follow other cafes? We call this. So we said that, in other words, if Schach is with the matter of mood for him, so then for several reasons the Sukkah is so. One reason, and that's recognized by everyone, that if the Schach is the matter, my sword and the Schach is placed upon the families, so maybe there is no mechitzes. So then, there is no mechitzes. Because if it's less than 10, then 10 tefachim, it's no mechitzes. That's one reason. And then I say that many of the shame, for many of the shame, it appears that there is a special there's a kosher, who receives secretly the campaign, as Rashi emphasizes. How many campaign will matter at a campaign as called Schach? The campaign of the Mayu Gobo no Pussies, our campaign are so fucking whole other campaigners, we call it Sukho. In other words, it's another aloha in Sikho. What does Sikho mean? Sikho means that it helps us. So you, if you say, you have a hole of several twelve, and then you put something above it, so then it's not considered Sikho. In order to be considered Sikho, so there must be a hole, it must hover over a hole of 10 tefachim. And that we learn out from the passage of Uchsiv Seichachim Itampeya. So in other words, with the wings of the Kubi were Seichachim, and what kind of a hole was beneath the wings of the Kubi? It was a height of 10. So we call it Sukkah. So it's another hour. So the name of Sukkah has to be Misachim. If the Schach is placed beneath the Tefachim, so besides the Chesod Mechitzes, it is also, there is another Chesod. There is another Chesod, because it's not Sikh. And the question arises again this Rashi. Rashi says here, Gloi tachtenu l'mato maso, le'aret, she'i mechitze b'poches maso. She'i mechitze b'poches maso. So that time, I mentioned in the Gemara here that the Kehor, if the Kehor is placed, beneath them, so it's not only possible. So I said, I'm certainly ashamed of the fear. So it's not only possible because there is no mechitzes. Of course, the Heter of the Gobe. And the Kehor is because of the Chitzes. So in other words, it has three Mechitzes. And then the Kehor is the same on the fourth side. So if the Kehor is placed upon the body at the lower height than 10 tefachim, so then we don't have the Mechitzes. But suppose that the Kehor is placed upon the body 10 tefachim. But the Kehor is placed below 10 tefachim. So then, it would also be possible. Why? Because Kehor, what is the Halishem of Kehor? Also Sikho. So the Melech, if it is placed, suppose you make an elevation just at the Pesach of the Mor. So you make an elevation and the Mechitzes, so the Kehor will be from the ground, will be less than 10 tefachim. So it will not, so certain machine say that it will not be kosher. Why? Because it doesn't have a shame kilo. Because the kilo has to be misachim. So the question is, why does Rashi say? So, who is the achas? ולא יתחתינו למטה מעשו על הארץ, שיחיצו מקורץ מעשו. So the only reason is why if one of the sleds is למיילו, is למטה מטרפוחי, so it's not good because the מחיצס, we don't have a מחיצס. But the power from מחיצס, it's not a kill. But so, then you have to say that Rashi Shittim means that the reason is why by Suki. So if it's the Shach is the matter of you, so it's no good because if it was the Mechitzes, the Mechitzes. But from Rashi Veda Vakeim it's Mashma that we learn out from the Posik, from the Kruvi, that if something hovers at an homo of less than the height of 10, then it doesn't have a Shemsiko, so it shouldn't be considered as a Keo. But, so we have to say, so if something hovers and hovers of less than a height of 10 tefachim, it doesn't have a shape of sikh. But since Keo is only the Rabbana, and the whole thing of Keo is Mishum Hekeah, so mainly that thing that it doesn't have a shape of sikh, doesn't have a shape of sikh, shape of sikh, so mainly if it hovers and a hovers of less than a height of 10, it doesn't apply to Keo. But the only business why it's possible is because if it is placed at the lower level, then it's walking from the ground, so then there is a lack of mechitzes. That's why Rashi says, "Lo itachtim lemata masor, le'arachim mechitzes kosh masor." Hotzu mesuk sechesim, after the leaf is muchol misvachesim, va'achtim misvachesor, because all the night of the marsha, all the ambilon chutchome, bipoches levechetem. So Tito, play my ring, become a promise in you, who will bump into the whole corner, who will bump into the head, and yet. Alright, good. Now for Sunday, we'll go over the Reb Chaim. Instead of discussing the Reb Chaim today. So, I'm a good promise. That's, and the Rambam, the Rekhei, Aloche, Halacha Chapale, and then, but in order to understand the Reb Chaim, you have to go over Gemara in Eira Didaktes, or Omar Rabashi, which you know, actually, is in the Sakumis, or Shrikis, and all it, and also the Mishnah and Oles, the Yudale, which means is in the Alpha.
Shul Pei in Sukkah, Ches Nisan HaTov, Shin Yom Aleph, April 12, 1981, on Sunday continued.
So we don't say as if it went down and and there were a beam, one long beam. So there is only one narrow beam. So the male gets mild and everything that's beneath that. But if there is a killer here, the killer will install it. So in other words, there is a difference between Rashi Tetzet and Mukra, because whereas, according to Rashi, Binyan has reference between one Keor and the other Keor, that is the Chubor, so according to Tetzet, Binyan has reference to this, to the vacant space between one Keor Dachterim and the other Keor. Alright. So, in other words, suppose that the Kazayis Names is there, here, and so, since this does not have the Kazayis, this does not have the Pesiah, does not have the size of the Tefah, so the Melee. So the male is because they are. So Abrokia, any Kela, even though the beam is a very narrow beam above this Abra, but it's less than a tether. This beam is every tether. And suppose, and there is a Kazayis Names here, and there is a Kela here on top of the half tether beam. Since it's not a tether, it cannot be rated. So anything that is connected, the Kazayis Names, pierces through this chaos because it's too much to talk because they live. So, so if the tumi, because I is Namez, is Bineya, is here, or let's say Al Gabeya, the tumi, is here, and the chaos Leno, so then anyone who is mild, even if he'll be flying in a helicopter, in a plane, and he'll stretch out the hand, and it'll be Meyer, and that Kazayis Names, he'll be done. So, we dachte in Toya, and if, let's say, there is Kazayis Names here, so anyone who'll be Meyer in Madrokia will become done. But, suppose there is a Kele or a person gets in here, he puts his hand here, so he's Toya. He's Toya. In other words, even though the price already says Avraham Bineh Besiach Tefah. So, but the price until now, the price said that is the reference to the case where there was no Besiach Tefah here. There was no Besiach Tefah here. There was some melee. Since the Kiro Lieno had the same size as the vacant space here, so if there is no tefah here, there is no tefah here. But, this heavy tefah, so the male that can be married, but suppose this the keiro atachteiro does not have a tefah. But maybe one of these man she ain't going to say a tefah. If the keiro atachteiro has a tefah, but anyone to say a tefah, suppose the keiro atachteiro does not have a tefah. So then, it doesn't constitute an area. So the male, suppose there is a tume, because I is not mess here, and this here dachteno is 3/4 of a tefah. Not the whole tefah. Not tefah al tefah. Birum tefah. Just 3/4 of a tefah. Al tefah. Al 3/4 of a tefah. It can be even 3/4 of a tefah. And tefah, it has to have in all the dimensions a tefah. So suppose it doesn't have the width or a tefah, so then there is Kazayis Names beneath this Kira Tachtino, and the Kira Tachtino does not have a tefah. So the Mele, anything that will be Natsat, a Kira will be Natsat and not be Kabdome, but anything that is connected, so we say two more to Sobi Kaz Mele, because we are Eretz. But Mele Amor is Manchin in Busia Tefah, the Chola Poches, then the Kira Tachtino has a tefah. Abo, but in when we see a tefah, we can have a tefah, no, does not have a tefah, so tumo bikas, veile bikas, we read it. So in other words, the kele that is adjacent to the Kazayis Names, that doesn't touch the Kazayis Names, we remain to it. Mashe'im kei, if there will be a kele above it, even though this half tefah beam intervenes, but it's not treated because it's a tumor. Tumor means it's all. So if it has the urine, it has urine. The hashtag. How nice I say it must listen to it. So the name is given at the tennis. The exact tennis in the name is the Zuke, 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 the emphasizes what Rashi emphasizes. The Shachtachtel is in the Zuhe Zuhe Seach Tefa, means of the Yenis in the Seach Tefa. Shenki Nachtel is, you can. So in other words, the important thing is the fact that the Yenis was not a Tefa. Not the fact that there is no vacant space of Tefa. The implication being, suppose here the vacant space is not a Tefa, but this has a Tefa, then we would apply the halacha of Tumor Yitzutz of the Kasper or the Kasper. Alright. So, the Shachtin is saying, so as you can see after Bach, into the name is saying, it's after Bach. Change it in a Tachtinis. He will take a Shish Tumor with Tachtinis. Tachtin, Tony, Shekolachas Vachas, maybe a Tumor, Al Kuro, Toro, please go off for Tefa. So, in other words, so in the melee, if there is a tefah here, so this is my and the Kedais in Ames and the Kedai. If you did that, there's a Kedai, so I have to come up for it. Hold it for whatever. We'll be named Tingles. But here, a Kedai that will be here is Toya. Because we don't apply the walk of foot from it. Keep the Indian of the Kedai. Again, he is emphasizing. So we are minok bitchon el chosh ba'avesh v'achtatim es nisosim. Val gabi nami toye, v'chitzetzes, v'chniyat tume, v'chit v'yish v'rig v'tefa. V'od akoma, v'amir v'on amurim v'yistumo v'chitzi v'shiyi t'rovon, v'chitachtim v'tefa. Avo in the rovon tefa, v'chit v'chitachtim v'tefa. V'in shatum v'chitachtim, v'in shatum al gabiyem, k'neged atume tome, v'mnatzat, toye. V'mnatzat is toye, even though the Gazayis and Ames and the Kele happen to be both beneath this beam, because is it a Tumor Tzitzor? It's not an air. Alright. So it appears from Rashi's Loshon and from Tzitzis Loshon that they are hearing and all the Shem. All the Shem say that there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is that the Kele and Yeno has to have a Tumor. And the second prerequisite is that the vacant space into which we imagine as see the Kira Leno is descending, going down, also has a Tefa. But according to Rashi Tesis, the reason is why it don't apply with Chome because the Kira Leno is of the same size as the vacant space. And seeing the vacant space is less than a Tefa, so the Kira Leno does not have a Tefa. But the implication being that the Kira Leno would have a Tefa. Even though the vacant space is less than the Tefach, then, according to Rashi, according to Tetzves, we would apply the Aloche of Lutman. But all that we say, Machilik, and Rashi, and Tetzves. However, the question is, suppose the Kiro Elieno has a priest of Tefach, and the vacant space between one Kiro Tachteno and the other Kiro Tachteno also has a Tefach. But the vacant space is just a Tefach. But the Kiro Elieno is too far. So the Ritva mentions Ishite, and the Ram mentions Ishite, that in such a case we don't apply the Aloha of Kutchomi either, even though if this has a tefach, and here it has a tefach, and this also has a tefach, but it has stood for it. So if this water descends, it wouldn't be pushed in, it wouldn't be thrust in. Between. It wouldn't fit in, but it would overlap. So there is a shite that the Ritva mentions, we don't say Chutrome. In other words, when can we apply Chutrome if it is the same size? If, in other words, if this is Tutvachim, then the vacant space also has to be Tutvachim. So that when it goes down in the sense, it will fit in exactly, and it will fill up the vacant space. But if this is Tutvachim and this is one Tefach, so anyway, when it goes down, it will overlap. It will not fit in. So maybe we don't say Chutchom. And the Ritva is heilig and wretched. The weak person can achieve. Then, because the Mishnah says, now you watch the Rambam. דרך השיחו לי אסקל כדי שאירו ממנו הכחוב עם הרבה הוי שמרו בו כמובן יצא כפי של הכחוב עם ירבי דרך ש הוי לו השיחו מדוב לו והוא השיחו שיהיה מקצוס אל מי ומקצוס אל מטה קושי, נבוא את כל העיר וכל העיר ובלבד שלו יהיה בין העיר ובין העיר שלושת בו ואם הוי עברי חבזה או העיר תפח ויסח אף על פי שגרבי היסע בשלישת בוחים, ראים איזה, כי הוא יורע במטו, ונוגע בשפה זה הלב, והוא שיהיה מחומון כנגד שפת הלב. זה ראש נרם בביז, והוא שיהיה מחומון כנגד שפת הלב. זאת אומרת, כזה פלישני זה דייק, ויפני זה דייק. לא מדרם לחידוש הפידור האדלון, נתנן, אבל אם בניהם תפח, ואם בניהם פסיח תפח. בדיום הוא רוב בסדר, אבל יש, בגלל יותר מקשיר, ואמרים לך לדרום הרבה עדים, בגלל נאמן שהיא באוויר, שמנתחתים יותר, דיורוי, אף אופי שהיא בגלל יותר בך, ואמרים לך לדרום. That's the shit of the rip from the rap. But then the rap says, הוא יזווית עושה the same thing, ויש מי שאין מהם, דחיבן, ויש בגלל יותר בך, ניסד לו נת שהיא באוויר שמנתחתים יותר בך, הוא עדים נאמן שהיא יש בגלל יותר של הדין, יש יזר יותר בך, שצורך שהיא באוויר שמנתחתים יותר בך, the gag of the yellow, if the kome or elbe is tut for him, so then in order to apply the aloha of tut kome, so they can attack the avir, I'm sorry, the ma'avir between one kome ayere and the other kome ayere also has to be tut for him, also tut for him. So this is it. The aval pi, she helo aram, she yirin beino, diva yishenri. So the Ram and the before both say the same thing, that they do not approve of this requirement, that if the Kone Oelim is Tutwachi, so the vacant space between one Kone Atachti, Kone Ayiri, and the other Kone Ayiri, also has to be Tutwachi. They do not approve of it. Mikolo kim rabbeinu nira shesigaki, umifichoch kosav, vihu shei yachim kon kineket svasayim. ויאפשר שרבינו בו למעיל גם כן היכה שיש בריך והקונה או אלה תפח ויסיע ובנתחתים יש יסע מריך הקונה או אלה ואמרו לו חוט חומה אלו כשיובי הקונה או אלה הוא יקונה יס ונתחתים יש בצמצום הולה בוחר So, because Mishne, in respect to one thing, is sure. That's the Shiva Sarama. In other words, if, let's say, you have If you have the vacant space is a tefach, but the corner area is too far. So then he has a pshitas, the corner of the Rambam. So we don't apply the law of the Torah. Then he says, Efshah, that the corner of the Rambam, if it will be the other way, it will also be the same thing. In other words, suppose that the vacant space is good for him. The vacant space is good for him. And the Kone Elyon is one temple. Efshia, that according to the Rambam, so we multiply the law of Kutrom in this case even. So, in the case where the vacant space is one temple, and the Kone Elyon is good for him, so it's a pshites that according to the Rambam. Because there's the Rosh Hashanah. The who? So that means that if the size of the Kone Elyon is more than the vacant space between one Kone Elyon and the other Kone Elyon, then it's a pshites that they call it the Rambam. So it's no good, we cannot take Chut from it. Because in such a case, even if it were to be said, it wouldn't be pushed inside. It would still not be on the same level. Because it would still be on a higher level. Because that will lie here, and Tartan over, and it will overlap the two Kanaliyot. So Meila sees, even after imagining, as if the Kanaliyot came down, it would still overlap. So Meila, we cannot say it. But he says, Efshar, the Kohen the Rambam, if it will be the other way, too. So we will not apply the halacha of the Kohen. In other words, if the vacant space here is Tutvah, it's Tutvah, between one Kohen Atach and another Kohen Atach. And this is one Tetrah. So suppose we imagine that it will be one. So then it will fit. It will be on the same level. But there will still be vacant space. Vacant space. So he says Efshar. In this case, he says Efshar. You see, the two from the washing of the Ritva, it's mashma the other way around. The Ritva mentions the Shite in the case where between one Kila Tachtino and the other Kila Tachtino, between one Konayuri and the other Konayuri, if it is less than the size of the Konayuri, so then he mentions the Shite that we don't see Chutchome, and they reject it. The Ritva rejects it, the Rambam rejects it. But he doesn't reject, he doesn't say that even if, let's say, the Kotoelie is one Tefach, and the vacant space is two Tefachim, so then it's all right. Then the Ritva doesn't say, and from the Pashat Saroshat of the Ritva, it's Mashma, that in the case where the Kotoelie is one Tefach, and the vacant space between one Kotoelie and another Kotoelie is two Tefachim, So then the Ritva is made it that we will not apply the halacha of Chutzlame. Why? Because in that case, even after applying Chutzlame, there will still be vacant space. There will still be vacant space. But it will be within the limits of love, because the vacant space on each side will be less than Ritva. So it's mashma from the washing of the Ritva that the case where the Koto Elbe is one Tefach, and the vacant space between one Kohen and another Kohen is two Tefachim, so then the Ritva will agree that we don't apply the Tefachim. So in other words, so in the case where the Kohen is larger, has a larger width than the vacant space at the bottom, so there, it's more likely to apply the halacha of Chutzlame than in the case where the vacant space is larger than the Kohen. But from the, because Mishneh says in the Shita Saramba, that in the case where the Kohen is more than the vacant space, then it's a pshita that according to the Rambam, we don't say Chutzlame. But Efshar, even in the case where the vacant space is more than the Kono Elie, according to the Rambam, will still not say it. But only itself, only Efshar. That's the washing of the Kisav Mishne. He says, the Efshar Sharabenu Bomi Mayit Gamke, Hirkeshin Yish Berecha Bakono Elie, Tefach Oyeisia, Uvinatachtim Yishisha Berecha Bakono Elie, Lamun of Futrome, and Shikyom Yakono Elie, and we call it the Tachtim Yitzimsu, Hola Fachalot. Why? Is that because the Kisav Mishne consider that it's more possible that in the case where the Kono Elie is larger than the vacant space at the bottom, that we don't apply Chutzlame, then in the case where the Kono Elie is smaller than the vacant space, the answer is in the case where the Kono Elie is larger than the vacant space, so then even if we imagine that it went down, it will still not be on the same level. It will overlap. Mashiachim in the case where the vacant space is more than the size of the community. So then, once we imagine that it went down, then it will be on the same level. Except there will be a little bit of vacant space. But it's less than 3 Tefachim. Here the vacant space is less than 3 Tefachim. And here the vacant space is less than 3 Tefachim. So maybe it doesn't matter, because we'll apply the halacha of love. But why does he say, because of Mishne, that it's very likely that even in this case, according to Rambam, will not apply the halacha of Chutzlame? The answer is because Mishne assumes, he's not sure about it, that that in all probability, according to the Rambam, we cannot apply the halacha of lovut unless it's been tzias within less than 3 tefachim. But we have tzias, it's on a different level altogether. So then, after imagining that it went down, then it will be lovut. So to apply the halacha of lovut, which requires having recourse to our imagination, on top of the halacha of Utrome, which itself has recourse to our imagination, definitely cannot. Okay. Yes?
When you're saying you're something like, say, good athletes together with
lovut,
let's say, you
wouldn't
have
a walk
on the way up.
Positive. Same thing. All right, now. That is the Shizam. Now there is a Rav Chaim on it. There is a Rav Chaim on this Rambam. And Rav Chaim assumes also, like, because the Mishnah, even though the Rav Mishnah says another Pshat in the Rambam, but the Pashtus of Rosh in the Rambam is like, because of Mishnah, that in order to apply by Sukkah, in order to apply the Aloche of Chavut Rome, so it has to fit in. In other words, it has to be the same size. So if we'll say Chavut Rome, so then for Mamesh fit in. But if the corner is larger, or the vacant space is larger, it will not fit in the case where the corner is larger, so then it will overlap. In the case where the vacant space is larger, so then there will still be left vacant space, then we don't say. So yes, it has. Because in the Mishnah always it's mentioned that if you have a bison in Aliyah, and let's say, suppose, We'll imagine that this room is already, it consists of a bias in the aliyah, and this is the ceiling of the bias. And then, on top here, there is an aliyah, and that ceiling is the ceiling of the aliyah. And suppose in this ceiling of the bias, there is a skylight. So then, the aloha is, so the Mishnah always says that we apply the halacha of good form. So in other words, so we consider as if the ceiling of the aliyah had gone down and covered this skylight. So in the middle, the whole bias becomes like one room that is completely covered. So in the middle, if there is a kadalis nanes in the valleys, so any kele in any corner of that valley is also the company. Now the question is this, it is obvious that the size of the ceiling of Nalio is much larger than the vacant space that is in that skyline of the valleys. So according to Rambam Shite, we only apply our of Chutome, if the king of the Dino, if the corner alien is managed the same size, they can space beneath it. Here, the size, the width of the ceiling of the Alino is much larger than the width of the vacant space in the skylight here. And still, we apply the halacha of Chutome. That's what the Chaim raised the question again now. So then, the Chaim, firstly, he tries to say that by Tumaseya we don't even have to resort to Chutome. Only by Sukkah we have to resort to Chutome. Because by Sukkah the halacha is that all the schach has to be on the same level. So without recourse to Chutome, it's not on the same level. Mashenikim Ba'elel, there is no aloche that it has to be on the same level. But then he mentions the Raya from the Mishneh in the Kibbeis of all his Mishnehei, that even by Elel, so in order to be Ma'elel, so you cannot be Ma'elel, let's say. Here there is, let's say, it's not on the same level. Here is another level, and here there is another level. And then let's say there is a Kadais Mames here, and there is a Kele here. So, even without the tongue, he wants to say it. First, he wants to say it. So since there is an alien over the whole space, even though it's at different levels, we can still apply the law of the tongue. But then he mentions the ayah from the Mishneh that in order to be Ma'ir, so in other words, the same alien that is Ma'ir on the Kehler and is Ma'ir on the Kazayis Namez has to be placed in the same way. But if it's at different levels, without the Tome, so if there is Kadais Names beneath this Kehor, and there is a Kehor beneath this Kehor, so there wouldn't be any Tome. In other words, it has to be only if it's on the same level. So then the question arises, now the Shiva Sarambam here by Sutti is that we only say Chutome if the Kehor Elino is Mamet the same size as the vacant space beneath it, so that if it did descend, so then it would fit in between the two kelas at Tachtenei, but if the Kehor Elino, if the Kone Elie, is larger than the width of the vacant space between one Kone Elie and the other Kone Elie, then we don't say the Kone. So why in Kapitume we say that if there is a virus in Mario and there is a skylight, there is vacant space in the ceiling of the virus, so then we apply the law of the Kone, and it's considered as if there is no skylight, as if there is no gap in the ceiling of the bodies. And if there is, let's say, a kehle, if there is a kadayis names in one corner of the bodies, and so then the kehle that happens to be just beneath the skylight is also tome, because we apply the law of the tome. But the size of the ceiling of the aliyah is much larger than the size of the vacant space in the skylight in the bodies. So Rav Chaim says as follows, that the reason as to why, that in other words, according to Rambam, only that is suki, we require that the size of the kodesh aliyah should be the same as the size of the vacant space between one kona tachtun and another kona tachtun. But Gabi Tuma Seya, it doesn't make any difference. One thing is true. If, let's say, that is true, in other words, not like Rashi cases, if even Gabi Tuma, so there is a requirement that not only must the Kiro and Yeno have the size of the Tefach, but the vacant space between one Kiro tachtun and the other Kiro tachtun also has to have been a Tefach. But if, let's say, the Kiro Elieno is a Tefach, and the vacant space between one Kiro Tachtenu and another Kiro Tachtenu is less than Tefach, then we don't say Futchome by Tuma Seya. Mashe'inkin in the case where the Kiro Elieno is Tutchome, and the vacant space between one Kiro Tachtenu and another Kiro Tachtenu is one Tefach, so then by Elieno it's all right. But by Sukkina, why by Sukkina? So Rav Chaim says as follows. Here we have the Mishnah. Our Benza Tligibo, Rabach and Rabin, Hadoma Yeshua in Benza, the Hadoma Ingo in Benza. My kind of Mandoma, oh, so there is a machine. So we passed from the fish of Benza. But according to Mandoma, that Ingo in Benza, so then the law is that even Avila, that is less than Gimel Tvochim, passes the Sukkah, it splits the Sukkah into two. Only because of the Aloche of Lot. Only because of the Aloche of Lot. So Mele, he said as follows. Now, at first I want to mention what Rav Chaim says in connection with the case where the Kodesh Elyon is one Tefach and the vacant space between one Kodesh Tachton and the other Kodesh Tachton is two Tvochim. So if the Kono Elie, here the vacant space is Tutvochim, and the Kono Elie is one Tefach, so then it means that when, if we apply the Aloha, suppose we imagine that this Kono Elie descended, so there is still vacant space, between this and this, and between this and this. So the matter, but if it mamish had been placed here, so then it wouldn't matter, because there is a law of law. But when we applied our hard work, we have been serious as well. You see, it's pockets and people's working. But even serious is another level. And we have to imagine as if it was sent down. So then we don't apply our hard work. If we don't apply our hard work, so it is just like low bands are going to Mandoma, but we don't say low bands are. So the male, even a Mashu Avia in the Srah, a Mashu, a Tepa, let's say, suppose, according to Mandoma, that a low bands are. So then it will follow. Suppose you place the Srah here, and you have here a small strip of Avia, 1/100 of a Tepa. So it will split to the Pasalisu, according to Mandoma. But we pass the Yishon Benza. But it's only by applying the aloha of Lobo. So when do we apply the aloha of Lobo? In the Tzias, we have on the same level. Amen. We have Srach. And between one piece of Srach and the other, there is less people to work. Then we apply the aloha of Lobo. Masha'im came. If the Tzias, we do not have here any Srach on this level. We have Srach on another level. So to say that after imagining that this descended down, so we will apply the aloha forward, that will go. Now, this explains the Shiva Saramban in the case where, let's say, the Konoelge is one tefah, and the Konat, and the vacant space between one Konatah and the other Konatah is good for it. But there the Kesef Mishnah is not so sure. But the other point that the Kesef Mishnah says, where the Konar Elie is to Tvachim, and the vacant space between one Konar Tachim and the other Konar Tachim is two Tvachim, I mean is one Tevach. If the Konar Elie is two Tvachim, and the vacant space between one Konar Tachim and the other Konar Tachim is only one Tevach, so they are the Kesemishnis as a Pshites that the Prophet Rambam. We do not say Chvitrome. Why? So how does Rav Chaim explain that? In other words, because even if we have recourse to our imagination and we imagine that this Kona Elie descended, so there will still be a minimum a Mashu Abad. What kind of a Mashu Abad? Bishlam indicates where it's like this, so then there will be Abraham. And we could not say Lobo on top of Chutron. But in this case, where this is Tepach and this is Tutvachim, so no other is left. The answer is there is still other left. Because since we cannot apply the local Lobo on top of Chutron, so it doesn't matter how little, even if it's a fraction of the Tepach. Even if it's 100 of the tefach, or 1,000 of the tefach. So, in other words, so when can we apply the halacha of chut romeh? Only if, by having recourse to our imagination, so it will exactly fit in, and it will be like some impossible, without any cracks, but a problem. But if it's not, if it doesn't fit in, so true, it's more. So then there will still be a very thin strip of avia, because it will not fit in. So the male, we don't say the aloha of Lobut in such a case, where the tears, it's not on the same level. This is how we answer the spirit between the Rambam Shite Ligabi Suke and the Rambam Shite Ligabi Tu. Alright, now, the next basis. Hose Vizek, Vizek Hesri, Amrinon Chvut Rom. Vite, mai kushe, adi porich li rabi eisi, barab yute, lisaye yo mi rabonon, di res le rei, vi ho, do rabonon plida le, ki di mucha kere kame de erev, do ma rabaye, rabi eisi, somo lo ka aguye bichod, u pori ka lo bichod, somo lo ka aguye bichod, di res le rei, so this is kashi, what kind, why does he more ask the kashi? From rabi eisi, barab yute, so we see from Rabbi Nisim Rabbi Yudi that we do say Chvitrome, even though the Gak does not have a Tefah, but the Rabbanon Achirikan Rabbi Nisim Rabbi Yudi, On the contrary, so let him mention a riot that we, from Rabbono, that we do not say Chutrome if the God is less than 10. The Rabbono did not leave with the Tamir and the Rabbi and the Jesus of the Rabbono to Chode, but the Chode, so the Chode is the Rabbono, Bidei Shreima, so in other words, it's only, in other words, it's Rabbi Yezi who says Rabbono, that we say Chutrome, but Rabbono do not say Rabbono. We do not say all echut chomi. The Yishlim and the time of Rabbono love mishum the less echut chomi before has been tefach. Elo mishum the pas lekeiro hamnachas beis inyan shenuruyo nikabu yoruyach di boyer vichobo ubrio v'amrino roi v'amrino rei upeis lenesak upeis lenesak keiro hamteles the work. I'm telling you what. We stay here as a vassal, it's a few pockets of inflation. We should be ruined on the capital of the afternoon. Our other hoche ruined after the pockets of inflation. Yeshon and Yom in the Rabbis Rabbin is after the move of inflation. Or you even rain to the treated migrants of rain on the time of Paris. In other words, the reason is why the more Essikash and Rabbis Rabbin didn't know the Rabbon Achelik, the answer is the Rabbon Achelik, not because the Rabbon hold that we're the God. Is less than Tetrach, we don't apply the Loche of Kutrome. The reason is why Rabbon Achirik is because by Kevo there is a special Loche that it has to be Brido, Rikabel Oriach. Now, so if let's say the portion of the Kevo that is on the lower level does not have the width of Tetrach, so can this support an Oriach, a Chotzer Reino of Gimut Loche? It couldn't support. But this Kabbis Rabbina says, since this portion of the Kehor, together with this portion of the Kehor, will be able to support, so then we imagine as if it is ended, and then to be able to support. But the fact is that this portion of the Kehor is on a higher level. So in Melee, you couldn't actually be serious support in a Chotzer Rebbeinu of Gimut Loche and this alone. So in Melee, that's why we don't say it. But where there is no requirement of Priyo Likabu Ariyah, then the Rabbanu would agree with Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude that we say apply the Aloche of Chvut Chom.
Shir Ayin Tes and Sukkah continued. Dalanis and Hetov Shimon Aleph, April 9, 1981, and Thursday continued.